But certain things I remember, funny things. I remember Miss Murgatroyd, who was the headmistress, and I remember, I think it was her, who gave us, when we could tie our shoelaces, we got a penny each for this. And a penny then, you can buy quite a few sweets for a penny. So I remember getting that penny. I remember during the war, of course, walking to school with my gas mask around my neck. I started school at 5, which was unusual for then, instead of 6. And I remember the air raids, because the siren was on the top of what used to be the water company working Rustat Road. That's where the siren was. And when that went off, in the back of the Morley, which I don't know what it is now, playground, probably at the back, there was air raid shelter. And so they went off, we all troops off down to the air raid shelters with our gas masks and sat there reading comments till the all clear went. Not all that often. I honestly can't remember, but we did it quite a bit. I mean, if they were flying over to go somewhere else, they obviously, if the sirens went, they didn't know where they were coming to. This was the daytime, yes. And of course, as I mentioned to you the other day, both Cavendish Avenue and Hills Avenue had elm trees then, really big ones, where they met over at the top. And the army put in, there was lorries and vans and all sorts of stuff down here, both sides of the road. And some of the big houses up atop, I don't know what happened, because I was only about six, seven when all this happened, so I don't know how, but the big houses at the top of Hills Avenue were used as barracks for the soldiers. And we used to walk up there and talk to them and have a cup of tea and some biscuits with them. And I remember them ever so well. 3 or 4 of us were friends here used to go up to them, up the top there. And they were here for quite a while. And then one morning, came down, they'd gone. But at that stage, I didn't know why they'd gone. But with hindsight, it was obviously they were moving everyone nearer the coast for D-Day. Then it all went. And as I say, I didn't realise till later that's where they'd gone. We often talk about them. And we talk about it. And they, like me, sometimes think about them and think, well, I wonder how many of them survived the war. Never knew their names or anything.